Hello and welcome to everyone listening to the Written in Melanin podcast, the place where you come to get your weekly dose of melanated creativity. I'm your host, CM Lockhart, an author of fantasy books featuring black girls who aren't all that nice and the owner of the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by black authors. And in this space, I share with you everything I've learned on my journey as a black and indie author. I'm glad you're here. So welcome to episode number 39, you guys. So I asked you guys on TikTok specifically what you would prefer in the next episode of the podcast to be about, and y'all chose to break down the differences between Amazon and Ingram Spark. So that is what we're here to discuss. It's a question that a lot of authors ask, so I'll tell you guys right now, the short answer is you need both of them. Before we get into that though, the sponsor book for this podcast episode is Daddy John and Me by Jay Hill. This biography is a story of family, work, secrets, redemption, and revelations. After returning home from World War I, Daddy John started a career outside of society's norms, and this book, spanning the last half of the 20th century, tells the story of how Daddy John's life influenced the author's own approach to his life and career. This book released in April of 2023. You can read the full description of the book on the Melanin Library website. Just head to melaninlibrary.com or click the link in the show notes. And if you're an author who likes to see your book advertised with us, then check out the services page on the Melanin Library website or check out the link in the show notes. But that's it, y'all. Let's get into this podcast. All right. So Ingram Spark and Amazon, those are two of the big names that come up whenever you're talking about publishing, specifically talking about self-publishing and indie publishing. So let's start at the very beginning in case you're running across this and you're like, brand new to publishing, brand new to self and indie publishing. You just made the decision yesterday or today to be like, I'm going to do this. And you're like, well, where do I go from here? So let's talk about what they are. Amazon and Ingram Spark are what you call distributors, basically meaning that they distribute your book for you. And this is a really important decision to make as an author, because this is going to be essentially how your book gets out to the world. So let's kind of break them down, because a lot of times when you talk about Amazon, a lot of people jump to like, oh, you're talking about Kindle Unlimited. So to be clear, Kindle Unlimited is a part of Amazon KDP, and KDP stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. So if you are an author and you publish your book on Amazon, you have a KDP account, but you are not automatically in Kindle Unlimited. That is something optional that you have to enroll into. And those are the books where you see, hey, click here to read for free. That's Kindle Unlimited. It's a separate option that you have to opt into. You do not have to be in Kindle Unlimited to publish your book with Amazon. That is a question that I get a lot, and so I wanted to be clear that those two things are not mutually inclusive, meaning you do not need one in order to partake of the other. So Amazon, KDP, those are used interchangeably. So that's the big one. That's the one that kind of everyone knows about. They're like, oh, if you want to self-publish, you go through Amazon. And I would say that generally speaking, that is good advice, but there are a couple of caveats that I think as an author you should be aware of, because my thing is, if you're going to be an author, you're running your own business. And if you're running your own business, the thing that you need to do is make informed decisions, meaning you need to know what you're agreeing to. And I know a lot of people don't read the terms and conditions, but truly, if I can tell you nothing else about being an author, about being a self-published author, about being a successful self-published author, read the terms and conditions, read the contract, make sure you go to all the things that you need to know before you say, oh, I agree to the terms. I know that a lot of times we just kind of want to rush through, but read the terms and conditions. That way you understand what you can and cannot do and how things work. And that's not just for Amazon. That is for Ingram Spark as well. So on the flip side of the coin, right, you have Ingram Spark, which is the largest distributor in North America. And this one is a little bit different because A, it's larger. B, I'll be real with you, it's not as user friendly. And C, two, three, I don't know if I was counting or giving y'all numbers, whatever. Point number three with Ingram Spark is it is, honestly, I say for authors who are trying to reach a larger audience that is not on Amazon. And the reason I say that is because if you look at some of the free advice that is circling around on the internet, you're going to see that a lot of people kind of push Amazon, they push Kindle Unlimited, they push selling the book themselves. Ingram Spark comes up frequently, but it is not necessarily the go-to. And the difference is Ingram Spark is the distributor where basically with them, you are just put into their catalog. They do not promote you. They did not pitch you in front of readers. People have to search for your book on Ingram Spark. Whereas with Amazon, you could potentially have the opportunity of Amazon putting your book in front of readers without you having to do anything. And in 2023, let's be real here, a lot of people, when they're looking for a book, they are going to check Amazon to see if it's there. So it's a really good idea to have your book on their platform in some shape, way, form, or manner. Ingram Spark does distribute to Amazon if you don't want to go directly through Amazon, but that is a conversation further down the line. The point is, Amazon and Ingram Spark are both distributors so that you can get your book out into the world and you have a way to actually get it from like your brain, your computer, out to other people for them to purchase it. So that brings us to our next question of why do you need a distributor? And the fact of the matter is you don't. Like if you big boss babe and you're like, I'm gonna do it myself, you can absolutely do it yourself. I've seen it done. Basically what Ingram Spark and KDP do, they are what they call PODs, print on demand publishers, meaning that they do not actually print your book until someone, either you or an outside entity, place an order for the book. And what this does is it prevents them from having a bunch of stock, which is something that I'm not gonna say olden days, but I know prior to self-publishing and when it became more popular as it is now, that was kind of a risk that bookstores and basically libraries kind of ran with purchasing books. It's like, you don't want to purchase a book and then you have a large stock. And that's something else that self-publishing of the past, if you didn't have a print on demand, you would have to go to a printer and place a certain number of books. And if you couldn't move the product, then you just couldn't move the product. Obviously we're in 2023. So basically if someone's like, hey, I want to buy your book, they print your book and they send it to them. Amazon and Ingram Spark work a little bit differently with that, mostly because Amazon prints by the book, as far as I understand it. Obviously things could change since the last time I have looked into it. So for sure, take that with a grain of salt and do your own research, as I always encourage if you're listening to this podcast or you sign up for my mentoring services, slight plug. But Amazon basically prints the book as soon as someone places an order on their site. Ingram Spark, generally speaking, prints in bulk. You can get one book, but you can also get a crate of books. And that is a little bit different than printing books individually, because from my experience, the difference between Amazon and Ingram Spark is that Ingram Spark has a higher quality control because they are printing books in bulk. So each book is more likely to look like the other. The other side of that, though, on the other hand, you know, six in one hand, half dozen in the other, is that with Ingram Spark, if you mess up one book, you messed up all of them. So take it with a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt. But to kind of stay on track with what I was trying to say, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't want to go through either of them, I will tell you right now that you can absolutely purchase your own ISBN. You can purchase your own barcode. You can go to a printer, because there are independent printers who will print your book for you, and they will print your book for you to your specifications. And then you can go about selling your book yourself. You do not have to be on any platform if that is not what you want to do. But just also recognize that that is a lot more work and a lot more trial and error and a lot more upfront investment, because obviously you have to pay for everything yourself. And if you don't sell your book, then you don't make no money. That's just kind of how it works. However, it's important to know that when you sign up for Amazon or Ingram Spark, they do not become your publisher, which is why I also say that it's really important, especially talking about physical product in this sense, especially, that you purchase your own ISBNs. I know there are some authors who, for eBooks, they're like, oh, I don't care if Amazon or whoever owns the ISBN for my eBook, because it's just digital anyway. I always advocate for owning your ISBNs so that you have complete freedom over your book and what you want to do with it. But both Ingram Spark and Amazon do offer the option for a free ISBN through their service. What that means, though, is that if you get an ISBN through Amazon, you cannot move your book off of Amazon because they own the ISBN. And when you go to search up your book after it's published, instead of saying, oh, it was published by your publishing company, so like my book, say this book was published by Written in Melanin Publishing, instead of having your company, it's going to say this book was independently published, meaning that you got a free ISBN from Amazon and they just gave it to you. Same thing for Ingram Spark. I don't know exactly how it shows up because I've never gotten a free ISBN from Ingram Spark, but it does not show your name as the publisher of the book. It shows Ingram Spark because they own the ISBN. And a little fun fact, because I did have a client ask me this one time, so bonus fact, your friends, if they have ISBNs, they cannot sell it to you. That is not how that works. If they own the ISBN, they are not transferable. Like, they will always own that ISBN. Now, you can use their ISBN, and if you trust that friend, you know, that's your decision to make as an adult and between two consenting people. But at the end of the day, they have complete access to your book. They own the ISBN. They can change the name. They can hand it over to you. They can say, oh, no, we're good. But if later on down the line, they decide to close their account or they decide to change all the information with it or whatever, they have the control over it. So I never recommend getting ISBNs from other people. I recommend getting your own, and I will leave a link in the show notes so that if you are interested in finding out more about ISBNs, you can do that because you do have to pay for them, but it is worth the investment if you're going to be a self-published author and you want complete control over your works, which I'm assuming if you're a self-published author, you're doing this at least in part because you want some of the control over your book, if not all of the control. But like I said, that's a little extra bonus tip. If you want more stuff like that, sign up for my mentoring services. Slight plug. But back to the point, distributors. The quality differs between Amazon and Ingram Spark. Personally, I prefer Ingram Spark's printed books over Amazon's printed books. I've had paperbacks printed from both of them. And while for sure Amazon's paperback is a paperback, I will say this. You notice when a book is printed from Amazon. It's just, I don't know how to put it. To me, and I could be bougie, you know, I will admit that. But to me, there's a certain quality that Amazon lacks when it comes to printing that I feel like Ingram Spark does. And I feel like it's not just me because I have had people mistake my book as a traditionally published book because of how it looks and how it's printed and how it's bound. And I feel like Amazon just doesn't match that quality. However, at the end of the day, it is completely personal preference and what you prefer. Ingram Spark also has a lot more options available than Amazon KDP does. However, KDP is a lot more user-friendly. It's a lot faster. Also, one thing that I have noticed, just like using both services, if you go with Amazon and you decide to get an advanced review copy or a copy of the book to review for yourself, I'm sure if you have been in reader spaces before, you have seen authors post pictures of the early copies of their books from Amazon, and you get this gray bar printed all the way across the front of the cover that says not for sale, not for sale, not for sale, not for sale. Even if you're the author, it does that. I like that with Ingram Spark, you can get an actual copy of the book as it's going to be printed and shipped so that you can actually like order copies of your book ahead of the sell by date, which is really helpful. So if you are kind of like me and you decide to sell your book through your website, which is another completely different way of distributing your book, which I'm not really going to get into in this podcast episode, but if you do that, you can actually get the book shipped to you so that you can do whatever marketing campaign that you're doing. So if you're shipping it out to ARC readers, or you're shipping it out to beta readers, or you're shipping it out to your mom, or you just want a couple copies so that you can take pictures to post on your Instagram or your TikTok so that you can promote the book, then you have actual copies of the book that look nice. So I prefer Ingram Spark for that. But like I said, there are benefits, pros and cons to using both of them, which brings us to question number three, which one should you use? Honestly, I'm be real with you. It is completely up to you as an author to decide which one of these platforms is going to work best for you. And I say this saying, knowing that every platform, every piece of advice that I give is not going to work for everyone. This is very general advice, and this is advice coming from what I have learned myself through doing this a couple of times and what system works for me. But I always advocate for taking everything I say with a grain of salt, doing your own research, because what works for me may not work for you, and that's okay. But that little disclaimer in there, I say that picking which one you use depends on a couple of things. It depends on your budget and depends on your goals. It depends on your budget because recently Ingram Spark has made this change, but prior to the beginning of this year, I want to say, Ingram Spark charged $50 in order for you to publish a book on their platform. And that $50 covered publishing a ebook as well as a print copy of the book, whether paperback or hardback. If you wanted to publish all three versions, then it was $75. So $25 for either version, just an ebook or just a paperback version. And I am the type of person where for me, that never bothered me because I am a very big advocate. And I will say this to anyone who is willing to listen. If you want to be a successful published author, you have to be willing to put skin in the game, meaning you have to be willing to invest in yourself. You have to be willing to say, I'm going to put $50 into this. I'm going to put $100 into this because at the end of the day, assuming that your goal is to do more than just have people read your book, assuming that you are going into this with the expectation that you want to make money, you have to be willing to say that, hey, I'm going to put $100 into this and I'm going to make this $100 back. If you don't think that you are going to break even, if you don't think that you are going to make your money back, then I always suggest reevaluating where you believe your writing and your skill to be at, because if you can't break even of your investment, it's not a good idea to start a business not planning to make money. So that being said, Ingram Spark did take a fee. Like I said, going forward, I believe they're waiving it. I don't know what that is going to entail as far as like changes that'll come with the lack of the fee, but I know that they are trying to upgrade their user friendliness, their user interface, because they do have tools and stuff for you to use. So that being said, depends on your budget, right? Hopefully you should be able to do both of them for free. So I don't think that's going to be something, a factor very much longer. And it also depends on your goals. And when I say it depends on your goals, I think it depends on who you are trying to reach and how much work you are willing to put into promoting your books, and also what success looks like to you as an indie author. So it depends on whether or not you need your books in a bookstore or a library in order to feel successful. If you do, I feel like you should go with Ingram Spark because, as I said at the beginning of this episode, the largest distributor of books in North America is Ingram Spark, meaning that when you walk into a bookstore, 9 times out of 10, they order their books through the Ingram Spark catalog, or at the very least, they have access to the Ingram Spark catalog. And if you are a self-published author and you have previous self-published books in your catalog, and you're like, okay, Chelsea, well, it doesn't really matter because I've gone into bookstores and they've immediately told me that they don't carry indie authors. A lot of times that is because self-published authors and indie authors, when they ask if they will carry a book, their book is only available on Amazon. And this is why I said at the beginning that you need both of these, because they work in tandem with each other. Amazon gives you access to the wider internet, generally speaking, but Ingram Spark gives you access to actual people in stores, because Amazon is such a huge competitor in the book space, like they're dominating it. A bookstore it's not in their best interest to pay Amazon for their books. Like, it's not in their best interest to give Amazon money. So if that is the only place your book is available, then it is not as likely that you're going to meet the goals of having your book in bookstores if that's important to you. Some authors and some books, it's not. So the reason I say that is because I have absolutely had some stories where I just put it on Amazon. I was like, I'm not really super invested in it. I'm just kind of playing around, especially in the beginning when I was just kind of testing my craft. I was like, I'm just going to put it on Amazon and that'll be it. I'm not going to spend a bunch of money getting a really expensive cover and doing, you know, really expensive editing and doing all that. And some authors, especially authors who do rapid release, they don't do their books through Ingram Spark because it does take a lot more time in order to do it effectively. So if that is kind of your strategy, if that is your goal to do rapid release, to have it available in the widest market, or if you want to put your book in Kindle Unlimited, which is an Amazon exclusive, meaning that once you sign up for Kindle Unlimited to be in that program, you are signing up for your book to be exclusively on Amazon for a 90-day period at a time. And it only applies to the ebook, But that means that your ebook cannot be available on other platforms while it is in Kindle Unlimited. So with that being said, if part of your strategy is to put your book in Kindle Unlimited, then you may not see value in doing all the things necessary for Ingram Spark. And the flip side of that is true as well. If you're like, you don't really like Amazon, you don't like the way they run their business, you don't want to really have your book be connected to them, you can just set your book on Ingram Spark. And Ingram Spark does, like I said earlier, distribute to Amazon. So it's just a little checkbox, a little form that you sign off on saying that, hey, I give you permission to distribute to Amazon. And then boom, that's it. You never have to log into Amazon to see your book sales. The upside of that is that you don't have to log into Amazon. The downside of that is that Amazon and other places only have to report to Ingram once every 30 days. So if you're looking for that in real time sales number, you're not going to get that if you only distribute through Ingram Spark. So my advice is to always use both. So you have Amazon for your ebook. Like, I always recommend distributing your ebook directly through Amazon. One, because they like you to use their platform. And two, you get that real-time engagement and the stats that you get from Amazon, I find to be extremely helpful. You get a breakdown of who purchased your book, when they purchased your book, what area of the world they purchased your book from. If you have your book enrolled in Kindle Unlimited, they tell you how many pages you've read. They have a really clear breakdown of your royalties and how you're going to get paid, when you're going to get paid out. And it's very easy to set up and it's very low maintenance and it's very easy to check on the go. Whereas Ingram Spark is not as easy to navigate, especially on mobile. And Ingram Spark has actual PDF reports that they send you. So you have to have something to be able to read it, meaning 9 times out of 10, you probably want to be on a computer. And if you're on your phone, you're going to have that 20/20 eyesight because it'd be small. Let me tell you, it's small. But again, that totally depends on you. And you're probably like, Chelsea, I'm so tired of hearing you say that. But ultimately, it is up to you. You are the author, and especially if you're choosing to self-publish or indie publish. And when I say indie publish, I mean literally starting your own company or working with a small publisher outside of yourself that has their company, but you still have majority control over your book, right? If you are doing that, you have to decide what is going to be best for you in order to be successful. Ingram Spark is truly out for everything outside of Amazon. And I know that for myself, a lot of opportunities that I've had with my book, as far as like book signings, as far as having my book in libraries, as far as having my books in bookstores, as far as having my book just available on like Libby or Hoopla, Ingram Spark is the one who distributes to all of those. However, having my book on Amazon is really helpful with getting Goodreads reviews. It's really helpful for like other sites that are going to pull information for your book, because a lot of times they do look at Amazon, especially if you're talking about bloggers or content creators. 9 times out of 10, they are going to check what is on Amazon. So it's really good to have something there. And it's really good to have the information breakdown that Amazon offers. As well as if you ever need to make changes, one thing that I like about Amazon that Ingram Spark doesn't do, that they might change in the future because they are changing their pricing structure. I like that Amazon, you can make changes to your book for free. Whereas with Ingram Spark, after your book is published, meaning it's out in the world, if you want to make changes to the interior, you do have to pay to update that. I'm pretty sure they're going to waive that in the future, considering that they are getting rid of the fact that you have to pay in the first place. However, it's something to keep in mind. And something that I didn't mention that you should definitely look into is the fact that the royalty payout for Amazon and Ingram Spark is different. I don't know how Ingram Spark is going to be in the future. Part of the reason that I liked using them, aside from all the access it gave my book in general, is the fact that you just paid the $50 upfront. They did not take a cut or percentage of your book for how successful it was. Whereas Amazon, they don't charge you anything to set up your book, but they do take a percentage of your royalties on the back end. They have two options. They have a 70% royalty and a 35% royalty. And the difference between those is that with the 70% royalty, they do not charge you to distribute the book, and you have to price the book at least at, they do charge you to distribute the book, and you have to price your book at least at $3 or higher, somewhere between $2.99 and $9.99. Is where your book has to be priced for the 70% royalty. With a 35% royalty, you can price your book as low as 99 cents and they do not charge you to distribute your book. So that's just something to keep in mind. Ingram has a wholesaler's discount, so that's also something to keep in mind. The trade is like 55%, but you can put it at whatever you want. You can put it at 0% if you're like, no, pay full price for the book. But that also influences how bookstores and libraries look at your book, because Ingram Spark will tell you when you're setting up your book. And they'll be like, hey, if you don't have this, a lot of bookstores are not going to deal with your book because they are looking for that wholesale discount that retailers get. So there is a lot that goes into it on the money aspect of it. And again, if you want more detailed breakdowns of this, let me know in the comment sections or tweet at me on Twitter, or, you know, sign up for my Patreon and leave me a comment. That's honestly the easiest way to get in touch with me. Plug, plug. But that being said, I'm not going to get too detailed into the breakdown of the royalties. I will just say that it is something to consider. It is something worth looking into, and it is something worth considering when you are making your decision about how you want to distribute your book. My final piece of advice would be to use Ingram Spark and Amazon KDP together so that you can maximize both of their platforms, because they are distributors. Their goal is just to get your book from point A, your brain and your computer, to point B, the consumer. They are not going to be your publisher. They are not going to promote your book. They are not going to do anything. They are literally just the middleman. And unless you plan to print your book and distribute it yourself, then you need to use some type of distributor. They are not the only distributors that you can choose from, but they are two of the largest ones and two of the ones that I recommend using, because they are fairly easy to use once you get used to them. And they do give you the most access to the bookish community, as I'll say, when you use them together. So yeah, that's kind of my two cents on Amazon and Ingram Spark. If you have any questions about it, for sure, let me know. And if you'd like to book some time with me, then for sure, check out my website, writtenandmelanin.com. Sign up for my mentoring services. As of the recording of this podcast, an hour with me is only like $20, and it's priced like that, so it could be affordable. So if you have questions, you're not like, oh, girl, I can't afford you. Yeah, and it's like a meal. It's not even for one person. So get into it, look into it if that's your thing. But that is it for this episode of the Written and Melon podcast, you guys. If you found this episode helpful and would like to speak with me one-on-one about your book, or have any questions about self or indie publishing, then check out my mentoring services. I'm always happy to help, and your first 30-minute consultation is free. If you'd like to support the podcast, then please share it with someone you think may enjoy it. Grab a copy of my books, We Are the Origin and We Are Dying Gods, from my website, cmlockhart.com, or request my book at your local library. You can also sign up for my Patreon to make sure that I have time to create quality books and content for you guys. You can do that at patreon.com/cmlockhart. There are links in the show notes for everything. And as always, you guys, I appreciate you for listening. And until next time, I hope your days are lovely and your books are full of melanin. Bye.